Welcome to the Psychedelic Wayfinder podcast, a space for seekers, healers, coaches, and curious souls navigating the inner terrain of transformation. I'm Joy Whitmore. In this podcast, we explore the intersection of wayfinding wisdom, psychedelic healing, and the magic that unfolds when we slow down and listen deeply to ourselves, to the medicine, and to one another. This podcast is part story sharing, part soul inquiry, part practical toolkit, all rooted in reverence for the feminine path of transformation. Let us begin. Woohoo! I am so excited. Today I am here with my therapist, Jen Myers, LMFT. And this is going to be such an exciting journey that we're going to have today. I am tingling. Hi, Jen.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So excited. I think this is an important episode because I want to share a bit about my own personal therapy journey and why this is so important in this time of my life. I'm kind of like a lifetime subscriber to therapy, but there was a lot of healing in CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. But at some point in my life, it felt cold. And there was a point where my last therapist and I really were doing some deep healing, but some of the methods that were used just felt really cold. One in particular was, what would we call that when you have a collage of like your ideal family on one side and then triggers on the other? Is there a term for that?
Not necessarily. I kind of call it a timeline. That's when we worked in groups, that's what we referred to it as, timeline therapy.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there was some great progress for me in one-on-one therapy and group therapy. Yet once I started exploring other more natural methods of healing things that were going on with my body, I felt kind of judged by my therapist. And I know that's not supposed to be a thing, you know, I know there's ethics and all that, but she said she really didn't understand what it's like to have a psychedelic experience or to explore anything like microdosing. And so I felt like that relationship needed to come to an end, because microdosing for me at that time, in addition to medical marijuana, was really helping me with my diagnosis of MS. And so the microdosing literally took me out of the pharmaceuticals. I mean, it was the most life-changing thing ever, and I needed help with that. So I started learning about parts work, IFS. We're not going to get into the basics of it on this podcast, but there are some limitations as a coach. Ethically, there's certain things that you should really refer to a therapist. I'm in a training for IFS right now, but even Richard Schwartz says, you know, sometimes there's a type of comfort, there's a container that you can have with a coach. But I was doing some parts work with a fellow Wayfinder coach, and it ended up revealing in exile that she really felt it would be better for me to work with a therapist on. And I really respected that. And initially I was a little pissed off, but I respected it in the long run because I went out and I looked on Psychology Today and I just put in some keywords, IFS and on these things. And then I found Jen. And at the time she was in Boynton Beach, which is where I lived, but I want to just give you guys, and are you all, I hate using gender specific terms, sorry. but Jen is the therapist who in less than 2 years has been with me on this journey of the most life-changing, transformative things that have happened. And I'm going to try not to get choked up, but just to give you a little list here, in addition to being a therapist and a guide and a coach and a somatic work person, we tapped through some of the most catalytic events of my life cycle in the last 2 years, under 2 years, which included moving out of state from Florida to North Carolina, having a really strange psychedelic group experience in Costa Rica, which I needed a lot of cure after that, for sure. my daughter going away to college the week that I moved, within a couple of months after buying this beautiful house, I got laid off. And then I went through the phase where I had to recalibrate and understand what happiness was, because I hadn't really understood what it was in those old identities. And then the biggest thing that I feel Jen has been helpful with, aside from all the amazing breath work we've done together and tapping and other somatic methods that she uses, she's amazing at helping me tap into things like visualization, which in the Wayfinder training, we use ideal day tools. But she's really been supportive of that. And I haven't found a therapist who's ever been on both sides for me. And it has transformed my life. Like today, when we were kind of doing our preparation for this chat, I just was so buzzy because so much has happened. And she's great at reminding me of things that work for me and that bring more of the amazing stuff into my life. So I'm going to go ahead and say she is a wayfinder by nature. And what I love to introduce her as is she's a psycho-spiritual therapist. I love that term. So I'm going to introduce you to Jen Myers, LMFT. And Jen, can you start off by telling us why you chose therapy as a career?
Absolutely. And again, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I knew since I was a child that I was going to be a therapist. I have a very vivid memory of a sleepover. I think I was probably 9 or 10. And it was all maybe like 6 or 8 girls in the sleepover. And you know how that can be. So at one point, I found myself being shoved in a room with 2 other girls and being told, "Don't come out until the problem is solved." And I was kind of looking around like, what does this have to do with me? What are you talking about? And allegedly, they thought that I was able to navigate this situation with them and help them get over this argument that they were having. It's such a vivid memory. And in
Wow.
the moment, I said to myself, is this who I am? Is this what I'm supposed to do? I've always, by nature, been a problem solver, a peacekeeper. That's just always who I've been and how I operated. It's how I see the world. And I knew from that moment, but I didn't at the same time, right? So what I mean by that is when I went to school and I chose to go to college, I went to Florida State University. My goal was I need to get a profession where I can make a lot of money and I never have to worry about anything. So
Right.
that was the goal. And I love science. And so I thought to myself, oh, I'll be a pharmacist. That sounds right. I'll, make 6 figures coming out of school. We'll be fine. I'll be interested in it. I got all the way to my junior year at FSU going for pharmacy, and I was struggling through organic chemistry. And I just, something in me knew this is not for you. You know what you want. And I had taken an elective class that was taught by an LMFT, and I never loved a class more in my entire life. And it was just a one credit elective class. It was all about relationships, and I just ate it up. And I spoke to her and I asked her what she does. And she told me, this is what she does. This is what she got her master's in, and la, la, la. So in that conversation, I could feel the energy was like, this is what you want to do. This is the calling for you. So I went right to the registrar's office. I changed my major. I started all over again at FSU. And I changed to family and child sciences because I knew that that was the direction that would get me into grad school. It would give me all the prereqs that I needed. And so once I graduated from Florida State, I looked for programs that have a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. Nova Southeastern down in Davie was the one. And I only applied to that grad school. I wrote one letter, I did one interview, I got in. No problem. I just knew in myself that I don't need to apply to a bunch of different ones. This is where I'm going to be. This is the thing for me. I just know it. And for the first time in my life, I got straight A's. I loved learning everything
Wow.
I could learn there. I was completely enthralled with the information. And 2 years later, I graduated. 2 years after that, I got my license. It was just absolutely everything aligned for me. I knew exactly that was what I wanted to do, and I haven't looked back since. And in grad school, they really only teach you talk therapy. So I was doing that for a little while, and I worked at a couple different treatment centers down here, and it kind of dawned on me after a few years, there's got to be something more here. I feel like I'm creating more shame for people because I'm teaching them how to be aware of what's going on, but not really giving them any practical tools to
Yes.
help them navigate this on the outside. And, I would only see people for 30 or 60 days at a time because it's in a treatment center. And I would just try to give them as much information as I could. And then I felt kind of bad that I was like sending them off into the world with like fingers crossed. Oh my God, I hope you can make it. And they say the success rate in treatment centers is like 2%, which was very discouraging and disheartening for me. And I just felt like I needed to do something more. I needed to figure out a different way to help people. And that's eventually what had led me to find somatics and parts work.
Awesome.
So, yes, it was a little bit of time after that that I was dating somebody and he was doing parts work with a therapist. And I was so intrigued by what was going on there that I decided to take some workshops and some courses myself in this. And it was the same feeling when I was in the parts work and the IFS workshops that I felt when I'd made the decision to go to grad school to change my major to be a therapist. So I knew instantly this is the thing. This is like the juice for my practice. This is exactly what I want to know as much as I can know about and really bring this to the people.
Oh, I love it. And can you tell me how being a psycho spiritual therapist differs from a traditional type therapist?
For me personally, when I wasn't practicing on the spiritual aspect of it, I felt like it was very sterile. I was just speaking from different frameworks and modalities and just kind of regurgitating the information and hoping for the best that, I would do this timeline with somebody or I would do, this exercise or this empty chair technique or whatever it would be, and just kind of hoping and praying that something would land and something would work. But I was also on the back end working on myself. And so the more that I worked on myself, the more that I got introduced to the spiritual community. And I started working with Kambo and I started sitting in sweat lodges and I worked with Bufo and it just kind of expanded from there. And I thought after all of these experiences, I was like, oh my God, this is a piece that I really want to add into therapy that I think people would really benefit from understanding that this medicine is out there, that it's capable of helping you to see things in a completely different way. And then I was aware of the struggle with the integration. For myself personally, but also others that I've sat in ceremony with. And so I, felt that it was best for me to really start to dig into my own integration and do what I needed to do and learn lots of practices. And it got me into somatics. And that was once I learned about somatics, I kind of figured out I can combine the two. I can do somatics and parts work and just kind of use them as this beautiful relationship that feeds off of each other. And I did it a lot for myself, and it was extremely transformative. And my first jungle trip to Peru, it was kind of similar to the experience when I was a kid and at that sleepover. People were just coming up to me and asking me like, hey, what do you think about this? Do you have any tools to help me with this? I want to bounce this off of you. What do you think about this? And it was just coming to me. I was like, okay, this is clearly a calling for me, and I'm going to do what I need to do to figure out how to, keep myself out of this and learn how to be objective so that I can help anybody else that wants help with this, but also speak from my perspective too, but not only from my perspective. So it was my own back end work that I was doing, but also realizing that my experience is not other people's experiences. So I did a lot of work to talk to as many people as I could from ceremonies and the spiritual community just about the medicine and their experiences with it. read lots of books. I've been very interested in past life therapy, things like that. So in kind of getting all of this information into my container, I was able to kind of organize it in a way that now I fully understand. Well, I fully understand up to this point, right? We only know what we think we know. What do we really know?
Right.
So I was at a certain a level of understanding within myself that I felt really confident to start advertising myself as a psycho-spiritual therapist that brings in the energy work and the understanding of, soul contracts and karmic contracts and past life stuff. And it just felt to me like a missing piece. And when I started to introduce that into my therapy sessions with clients, it was a completely different session every time. And so much, much different than just talking. Talking, I felt like we were going in circles and I was just asking lots of questions that was just getting me content and context. And I knew that that wasn't really the juice that I needed from these people. So I was listening from a different ear. I was listening from an energetic standpoint, which before I understood all of this, I wasn't listening from that kind of ear. I was just listening for, context clues and always trying to relate it back to relationships and family life and kind of honestly sometimes struggling in sessions to make the pieces connect. And I felt like I was doing so much more work in sessions that way, trying to figure out how to make the connections for people or help people make the connections, really, because it's not my job to make it for them.
Right.
But once I really started to learn the energetics, and the spiritual side of it, it came so natural. It came so easy. And I felt at this point where I was channeling the questions, I was channeling the qu I was getting downloads and channeling the questions to, they would talk and I would hear a question in the background and I would get curious and ask the question. And then they would have this experience of, oh my God, I never thought about that. That's a really good way to put that together. And I felt
Wow.
like the download that I was getting was from this spiritual connection that I created in doing my own journeying with plant medicine.
Absolutely. And this is why I feel like folks like myself, Wayfinder coaches, would be so well served to work with a therapist who actually has done work with the medicine, because you're the first and only therapist that I've worked with has openly shared about their journey. And that was so healing for me, because then it created a container in which I could fully, evolve and become what I needed to do to fly. Like, I'm getting all choked up because this is so important, and I think maybe even in this, plant medicine community, there might be some fear about working with therapists because of the fact that most of them are not like you are and have this mindset. There's so much in what you just said. I'm like, my heart is just expanding because this is such important work. And this is why I want to introduce you to this community, because you're not just, when people think of therapists, I love the term psycho-spiritual therapist. It makes so much more sense.
Yeah,
Wow.
that really feels aligned with me as well.
Yeah. And to your what you just said, even in our sessions, and I want to touch on this a little bit. You've brought in some of that channeling, we'll call it. I have my air quotes up, and helped me find some ancestral stuff that I was working on. And this is another big part of what we want to talk about in this community as well. You want to speak to that a little bit about ancestral wisdom or working with ancestors?
That piece really came in. I mean, in my father passed away in 2011, and that was my very first year of grad school. And I was given a book at
Wow.
his funeral, Many Lives, Many Masters, and it changed my entire world. It flipped it upside down in the best kind of way possible. And it taught me how to look at death in a completely different way that I had never, ever heard of or never been introduced to. I didn't know it existed. And once I read that book, I read every other book that Brian Weiss wrote. I couldn't get enough. And it really stirred something up in me. And I started to understand this is, we're not just who we are in this lifetime. We're a mix of all of the cellular memory from generations passed down. And that's really how I understand generational cycles and generational trauma. It's cellular memory. We're created from these cells of our parents who are created from the cells of their parents, and it gets passed down. And the cells, they contain water, so they contain memories. And I could not bring that piece in. And when I went to the jungle, the first time I went to the jungle, almost every ceremony I saw a past life. And my father was there in every ceremony with me, in spirit, of course. But I did a whole lot of work with him because my father took his own life. So I understood too in that when you do that, you don't always get to go where you need to go. And sometimes you get stuck. And I experienced that with him in my ceremonies. And I actually helped him release himself. And I saw him. Ooh, I
I'm feeling
saw
it too. Oh my goodness.
I saw his spirit float out of one of the people that was there singing, who reminded me a lot of my father. And I saw him transcend. In his white robes, it was just I there's not even words to put into the experience. It's just not fair to explain it that way.
I'm
And
crying for those of you who can't see us. I'm just in
once I
tears.
had that experience, it just changed everything, and I felt, okay, I really need to make sure that I add this piece into my work. And once I helped my father, he started to bring in other ancestors. He started to bring in his father, who also took his life, and my grandmother. And it was every ceremony that I've sat in, it's at least in some part of the ceremony been some ancestral work for myself, getting in touch with deceased relatives and helping them and just communicating with them and them giving me messages to give to my family here, and them telling me how proud they were that I was doing this work and how grateful they were that I chose to be the person to break these cycles and to introduce this information to my family. And it's just been absolutely transformative.
Wow. And this makes, I have to say this makes so much sense because as I've been working with Jen, I've expressed to her, I felt my dad was, who's passed away since 2012, brought me to this house, this land that I'm living in, this state that I said I would never return to. A series of events happened, and Jen was the one who was able to support me and guide me through that. I don't think any other therapist could have done that. All of those things put together. And most recently, I had a challenging relationship with my long past mother. And in the session, Jen actually said, something's coming up for me. Can I share it with you? And then she asked of me, could this be energy from your mom? And it landed in my chest, the truth. And that has been a big part of what has helped me heal. And I thank you for that. And gosh, wow. What a powerful story. And I've never heard that before. And I was just over here really taken aback and blown away by your story. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
Woo.
absolutely.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. I think it's all there for a reason. There's nothing happens by accident or coincidence. And, doing my own work alongside of my clients is absolutely vital. And I don't know if every therapist or coach does that, but for me personally, there's no other way to do it. Because if I want to stay relevant and aligned with what my clients are going through, I also have to understand what it's like to go through these things and have these revelations. So my work is, never done either. I'm genuinely curious as far as I can go with curiosity. It's one of my favorite things to use in my own practice and in just in my own life. It keeps me open to the information that I need to receive.
Yes, and it's one that always comes up. I always, like Jen would say, be curious, Joy. And that's something I want to say too, as an instructor. I often tell the trainees, keep coaching, keep practicing. Like it's the work that you're doing in your own inner world that's going to help the people that you're working with. So, yes, everyone who's listening, hear that, hear that, hear that. And this is an example of why. And I actually want to ask you, because you mentioned about working with a coach, and I don't hear very many therapists open to that. Can you tell me about what you're doing with the coach a little bit, and how maybe you've seen it be effective for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, mindset and manifestation has not something, it's not a new concept to me. It's something that I've known about for years. I've studied, I've read all the books, I've done lots of workshops, I've done all kinds of things. And logically, it made a lot of sense for me. But as a recovering intellectualizer, I decided that knowing about it was not doing what I needed it to do for me or what I wanted it to do for me. And I just had to figure out a different way. I had to ask for help. I had to do something different. And I knew that a typical therapist wasn't going to be really what I was looking for in terms of this. They probably weren't going to tell me anything that I might not already know. And I wasn't interested in knowing anymore. I was interested in really integrating all of the information, having the accountability, and hopefully getting some new skills and tools to help me integrate this stuff and help me expand. So I started working with a mindset and manifestation coach. And it's been maybe a little over a month, about a month and a half, and it's been absolutely transformative. The expansion that I've seen in just a month, sometimes it's hard to keep up with it. I've been busier these past couple weeks than I've ever been in my practice in 4 years, and it's just growing and growing, and it's really helping me to understand that, knowing it doesn't change you by osmosis. You have to put into practice what you're doing. Just because you know it doesn't mean that you can do it. And it actually helped me relate to the clients that I was helping when I was only doing talk therapy in the treatment centers, that it was creating more shame for me to know better and not be able to do better. So I needed and wanted somebody to actually help me integrate the stuff. And so she's giving me lots of little energy practices. I've been very aware of the narratives that I keep. I understood already how important self or inner dialogue is, but I just wasn't consistent enough with what I wanted to be saying to myself. I wasn't accountable enough to what I wanted to be saying to myself. And I thought, if I hire a coach, I'm going to invest this money in myself and it's going to make me hold myself more accountable. It's going to get me excited about doing the work. And I love the structure of the program. There's 4 weekly calls. You get a few different calls with the business coach, and
Wow, that's a lot.
it's a lot. It's quite a bit. They're group community calls, but every community call is full of, they give an exercise and then people are sharing and it's just people feeding off of each other. And I also understood that I need a community like that. I need to be around people who are also doing this type of energy work and doing this kind of manifestation work, because, I have friends and people in my life that know about it and are into it, but they're not doing it the way that I want to be doing it. And they're not doing it, the way that the other people in this community are doing it. So I knew being around all of that energy was going to be very beneficial for me. And having the accountability of the community and the coach was going to be beneficial. And I mean, I couldn't have guessed that it would get me to this point in this short amount of time, but I'm extremely pleasantly surprised with how I've transformed in just a little over a month so far, and I'm really excited. It's a 6 month program that I'm in, so
Ooh.
I can't even imagine, and I'm trying actually to stop saying I can't imagine. I can't
Right? Yes.
imagine what
Yes.
it's going to be like in 6 months, 8 months, a year from now, if this is the transformation that's happened in just, 6 weeks.
Yes. And I want to speak a little bit because we talk a lot about magic in the psychedelic wayfinder. Did you not say you had thought about doing a podcast and then I asked you recently to do the podcast with me? Like we had never talked about that. And then this was part of this, your coaching that you've been doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Doing a podcast is something I've been wanting to do for a couple of years now. And it's getting, I can taste it at this point, working with this coach and doing this. It feels like it's right here. And all I need to do is gather that courage within myself to take that leap. And I know what that feels like. I've done it many different times in my life. So I'm now working to get my energy to the place that I want to be at before I start the creation of this, because the coach, she told me something important a couple of weeks ago, that she never creates from an energy standpoint that she doesn't want to perpetuate. So if she's in a certain energetic state and she doesn't like it and it's not, her vibe, she won't create anything from that place. She'll just sit
Wow.
and wait until she shifts her energy into a different state that's more aligned with what she's trying to create. And that made so much sense to me, because for so long I've just been trying to create from this place of pressure and fear and, not enoughness. I want to give more, I want to do more. And that message, is sending out the secondary message that I'm not doing enough. So I didn't want to create from that place, because it felt like I would have an idea and I would try to sit down and it would escape me and it would go. And then I would get really frustrated. So I'm working now to get myself to that energetic place of feeling very ready to leap into that and then create this podcast. But I have lots of ideas for it.
Well, I have a feeling that just talking about it and putting the energy out there is going to bring back more of it. We're already feeling it. It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to shift gears for a second, if that's okay, because I had a question. You had a beautiful answer. So when I was in Florida, I did actually get some clients as for integration coaching because they would go to these ketamine clinics. And it was very clinical, and they were kind of, thrown out. It's like, here's your experience, now go. And then other people have had clinical experiences with therapists where the therapists themselves have not even experienced plant medicine. And I'm super interested in what your thoughts on this are.
I just, and even speaking to it from a place, if somebody hasn't worked with plant medicine, it might be hard for them to understand this piece. But for me, when I sat in ceremony and I started working with plant medicine, after that first journey, that first week in Peru with ayahuasca, I found it extremely difficult to put into words, and it almost felt disrespectful and unfair to try to put it into words about what I experienced. And people would ask me when I came home, how was it? This and that. And it just, I was kind of speechless, because I felt like when I would try to put it into words and explain the experience and what I got out of it, it didn't even come close to grasping what I got. And I just felt like it was not even fair to try to explain it. And so for me, I learned that if I'm going to help people integrate this, I have to be working alongside of this, because if I'm not, I'm just speaking from assumptions. I'm speaking from other people's stories, and experiences, which in my own ceremonies, every single one has been different. You think you have an intention for ceremony, but my first trip to Peru, the facilitator told me, you don't get what you want, you get what you need.
Yes.
Right. So knowing what that's like to have an intention going into ceremony and then to have a completely different experience that wasn't something I could have ever dreamed of, I started to understand I have to be working with this so that I can, again, stay relevant and aligned with people who are also journeying. Because if I just read about it and I watch videos on it and I listen to other people talk about it, I'm going to be doing nothing different than regurgitating the information and speaking from assumptions. And that is not at all what I like to do. I like to be curious. And so I just feel that if somebody is not working with it, they have a very limited perspective and experience, a very limited understanding of what it's like to experience that. And there's a lot of fear around plant medicine, and there's a lot of horror stories. And yes, there can be some scary journeys and some scary things that we experience, but in sitting with it and going through my own scary experiences with it, I learned how to integrate that, and that it's not a, you know, it doesn't mean that I should never work with it again, or that this was wrong, or I, you know, I got caught up in something I shouldn't have. I learned that this is something that I need to be paying attention to now, and learning how to be more gentle and compassionate with myself as I navigated those waters. And I just don't think personally that if somebody is not working with it, a therapist or a coach, that they can't really safely help you navigate through your own experience, because they'll have their own resistances and fears to whatever it is that you're telling them, and they can't really understand it if they've never actually experienced it.
Yeah, and when I had my really tough journey in Costa Rica, I was angry at you, but you were the what I needed at that time. I was angry at everybody. There's no one else who could have understood what I went through had you not had your own difficult journeys.
Absolutely. There's a quote that I heard that reminds me of what we're talking about. You don't learn how to swim by reading about the water. That's how I feel about this.
I'm going to write that. Can I use that in my email signature?
Absolutely.
Wow. So, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about that we've just recently been discussing and actually helped deepen my parts work with you. I think that inadvertently, probably subconsciously, I might have come to a session after having microdose cannabis. And I think that it gave us an opening into some parts work. And I think you mentioned your own experience with that. Would you mind sharing what your thoughts are on, cannabis in therapy?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think if used intentionally, it can be very beneficial for myself. I'm speaking for myself here. I didn't realize that I could use it like that until one day I said, I'm going to use this very ceremoniously, and I'm going to try to get in touch with some of these parts. Because I would notice that if I would use it outside of a ceremonious setting, I would have a lot of chatter in my head, and I didn't really know what to do with it, what to make of it. And I kind of got this idea of, what if I tried to do some parts work with this? How would that go? So I did it, and it was beautiful. I was actually able to really access the part in a way that it wasn't evading me like it's done when I've tried to sit with the part outside of that ceremony, right? And it just kind of opened that up to me to realize this is another way to connect to whatever this field is that we're speaking to, and kind of remove the resistance a little bit, and let myself and maybe others have more of a clear connection with what it is that we're trying to speak to. And I experienced that for myself. So, I do believe that it can be very helpful in session, but I also believe that there's a very fine line between abusing it and using it intentionally. So that is to each their own, with their experience with it. But I am a believer and a supporter of using that medicine, whether in session or out of session, in your own curious space, to really help ourselves get connected on a more, what's the word? It's just a much easier connection to create, rather than trying to dig around and, soothe the other parts that might be coming up. I feel like it opens up into a real space of permission, if you will, right? Where these parts are kind of able to connect with us a little bit more, and the logical side, or I like to call the thinking part, isn't so much in the way in this space.
Wow.
It's a little bit settled down and can help us access the other parts that need attention.
Yeah. Wow. Jen, I mean, all of this is my heart has just been swelling. There's so much richness in everything you just shared. And how long have you been doing this work?
Exactly what kind of work?
You're being a therapist, a
Oh,
psycho-spiritual therapist.
yeah. So I got my master's in 2013, but I worked in a couple different treatment centers for the first 5 years. And then I took a little bit of a break because I didn't want to continue working in treatment centers. So I started bartending to pay down my student loans for a little bit because I was like, all right, that's the thing that's going to work for now. I've got my license, I've got my degree, I'm good there. And so I kind of just spent some time doing that. And the person that I was dating before, he kept pushing me to open up my own private practice. And that was a really scary thing for me. It was not something I'd ever thought of before. And when COVID hit, I decided, okay, this is my shot. I'm going to do it. Telehealth became a thing. I left the bartending job. I opened my own private practice. And so for the past 4.5 years, I've been doing this. And since doing my own thing, that's when this world really opened up for me. And I started to do journeys and all kinds of things and just get curious about what else there is out there, because I knew that talk therapy was not the way that I wanted to, take my practice. I didn't want to just do talk therapy with people. So it's been about 4.5 years since I've been working with plant medicines and figuring out how to integrate all of this into my therapy practice.
Awesome. So in addition to that, I am super excited to introduce Jen into our psychedelic wayfinder community and Mighty Networks. And she's gonna, you may or may not know them right now, but what give us a little taste of some of the, I don't like to use the word workshop. I don't know what word you like to use. I use well shops, but then it's a lot of shop in it. So what kind of sessions or things might we see you popping into the Mighty Network space to offer?
Yes. Well, of course, as I'm extremely passionate about parts work. So that is really the information that I want to be bringing to the collective as much as possible. I talk a lot about this on my TikTok as well. I put up videos to help people understand parts work and things like that. And so I want to be doing some courses or some wellness shops. around identifying the difference between self energy and the parts, learning how to dialogue with the parts, because there is a very tactful way to communicate with the parts in order to disarm them and help them feel safe to trust your self energy. Helping people to understand the process of befriending the parts, because that is a whole thing with this. When you've never really spoken to the parts and you try to go in there and just start doing work with them, they don't always trust you. So there's a process of befriending them and learning how to lean into them and be curious with them that, that might take a couple different sessions to get that part to really vibe with you and be able to trust you and open up to you to give you the information. So helping people to learn how to turn towards their parts, how to see themselves in parts, how to notice the difference between the part energy and the self energy. I'd like to do some NLP exercises in these classes to help people really embody what self energy is, and some visualization practices to see and visualize themselves, their self energy, helping them to see the parts. And really just learning how to create an open, ongoing dialogue with the parts, because this work is never done. We never kick a part out. And once we integrate the part, it is now our responsibility to maintain the relationship with this part and keep checking in on it and keep using it to get the information that we need so we can continue to collaborate with them and not feel like the self energy is just taking over and the parts don't have a say anymore. It's just this beautiful, harmonious relationship that it gets created between the self and the parts. And I really want to help people understand how to create that and do that. And I'm also very interested in walking people through their own parts experience. It can be challenging to do parts work with multiple people at the same time because it really requires me to go with the one person, the individual's experience, and follow what the parts are doing and what they're talking about. So I'm hoping that in these workshops that I can get some volunteers to work with a part And I will walk that person through some parts work while the other participants can just kind of tune in and hopefully get some cathartic effect from watching that experience happen. And I'd like to do quite a few classes like that so I can help multiple different people get introduced to doing the parts work with them and that other people can kind of observe and see how that goes and see if it strikes something in them that interests them.
Awesome. We're so looking forward to this. And for the founders, the five of us, we're going to do some of our own special work, which I think is very important. You know, when you're working together, I mean, why not? Why not do group therapy? Why not work on things? I came up with this, so I'm taking credit for it, but I'm giving it over to Jen because I came up with a parts party for our founder group. And we actually showed up to a session and just brought whichever part we wanted to share with the others. And it was such a deep bonding experience. And I'm like, okay, we probably need some integration work around that. So that's going to be our own little private session with Jen, but I am super excited about that. And Jen, tell us where you said TikTok. I didn't even know you had a TikTok. So tell us your handles on your socials. Tell us how we can find your website. And you are taking on new one-on-one clients. And just whatever's the best way to get in touch with you, please go ahead and share.
Okay, yes, I am taking on new one-on-one clients. I have a website right now, www.jenmyerslmft.com, and that's Jen with one N. And I have a TikTok. My handle is The Consciousness Coach. And I have an Instagram, and my Instagram name is It's Jen Myers.
That's so cute.
So I post whatever I post on my TikTok, I usually transfer it right over to my Instagram. So it's pretty similar stuff on there. But I'm working to build up the TikTok videos now. That's also part of something that I'm working on with the coach is getting myself out there a lot more and consistently posting. So allowing myself to be open to those downloads to post those videos, but it's growing steadily. I'm proud of the work so far.
Awesome. I can't wait to check it out. I'm going to go like as soon as we get off this call. But in the next month or so, we'll start finding Jen's sessions sprinkled in our space. So look out for those. And hopefully in the future, I can also share with you her podcast when that starts. And this has been so amazing. I've learned much more than I even thought. And I'm so grateful for you being here. I really think that the community and the world need more people like you. There'll never be another one like you, but
Thank you so much.
thank you. And I will put all of those handles, the web address in the info for the podcast. So if you missed any of that, don't worry, it'll be there. Jen, is there anything you'd like to say before we say goodbye?
Oh, I'm just really, really appreciative of being welcomed into this space. I'm feeling like this is part of the next level of my expansion. Working with this coach is part of, I believe, what called this into my experience at this point in time. I've known you for a couple of almost a couple of years now at this point, and now here we are, and it's no coincidence that what I've been doing, working energetically on myself, has brought us to this place. And I just hope that I can continue to help people be open to this information and make a lot more sense of themselves, because the more you make sense of yourself, the more you can make sense of the world and everybody else around you and create this experience of harmony. For me, that is the goal, harmonious experience in this world.
And no more words need to be said.
Okay.
Thank you and safe journeys.